Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The evidence is everywhere. Cars are packed, offices are cleaned out, there are very few bills left in the pipeline, and the legislative leadership is in constant negotiations with the governor. The end of the session could come at any moment. As is the case in every session, the big bills come down to the wire, and has been the case in the last four sessions. One of the most contentious bills is a bill that would allow bonding to pay for infrastructure projects. The governor supports the concept, while many Republicans oppose it on principle. They don't believe we should use debt to pay for these types of projects. Most infrastructure projects are paid for with interest from the Coal Severance Tax Trust Fund. The problem with the bills currently on the table is that they contain money to renovate buildings, such as $25 million to renovate Romney Hall on the Montana State University campus. Conservatives are telling moderates to find the money elsewhere. They're unhappy that Republican moderates join Democrats to pass tax increases on gas, lodging, and hospitals to pay for other projects. The challenge with the bonding bills is that they require a two-thirds majority vote to allow the state to take on debt. That's an extremely high bar, especially for projects deemed less than critical. So how do they reach a deal that will allow the legislature to adjourn? That's where the horse trading begins. Some Republicans will not support the bonding proposals, period. End of discussion. Those votes are off the table. Others, including House Speaker Austin Knutson, are looking for a compromise, and it's evident that a compromise would be painful for both parties. Moderate Republicans who want the bonding bill anyway are willing to give the governor the required votes in exchange for some fairly innocuous bills. These include a couple of bills to change how workers' compensation is managed, one that would allow a 10-year license plate, a land access bill, a non-genetically modified seed bill, and an appropriation for regional water projects. None of these bills are a particularly heavy lift, so Speaker Austin Knutson is pushing for additional bills that would actually be as painful for Democrats as the bonding bill is for Republicans. These include either the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act or the Viable Fetus Bill, both of which are supported by conservatives in the pro-life community. This set off a howl of protest from Democrats who wondered why the speaker had to include so-called social bills in the mix. But Knutson wasn't finished there. He also included a bill to create public charter schools. Montana's one of only 8 states without charter schools, and conservatives feel it's time to change that. This bill, ironically, is carried by a Democrat, and its inclusion elicited an angry tweet from the teachers' union president. The final bill exempted wells on family-transferred land from regulation. So there you have it, a package that spreads the pain evenly. Will they get it? Who knows, but it's good to see some real negotiating taking place. Historically, the moderate Republicans have given the governor what he wants without getting anything substantive in return. If Speaker Knutson has his way, that's about to change. Please call the governor and ask him to accept Speaker Knutson's offer. That number is 444-3111. That's 444-3111. Please call right now. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.